When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. The NBA season fast approaching. Very exciting here to be on the radio talking about these Dallas Mavericks. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out, put the kids to bed, and let's go all the way around the rim. Gosh, it's been too long. As your Western Conference champion Dallas Mavericks get ready to go ahead and win Larry O'Brien's trophy this year. And that is the theme, championship. Said Luka Doncic, that's the goal, that's the expectation. Kyrie Irving saying, like, I feel like our dreams can be possible because he's here now. Who's the he? That'd be Klay Thompson. He's added a great value to our championship aspirations. And Mike Curtis of the Morning News does a great job covering the Mavs. And, well, one of his big five things to look at here as training camp gets going in Las Vegas, it is the fit of Klay Thompson. Now, Klay is expected to start. But listening to Kyrie and listening to Luka talk about the addition of Klay, it is exciting. I mean, Luka's saying, when me and Kai, when we have the ball, you basically can't help off of Klay. Because if you leave him wide open, he's going to make it. So I think the spacing is going to be crucial for us. But more of that, I will tell you after a couple games. I think the question is defensively, how much does Klay Thompson have left? Does he end up being a liability to where then maybe they are forced to play more of Quentin Grimes and Najee Marshall? But the depth of this team is the best it's been probably since they won the championship in 2011 with the addition of Spencer Dinwiddie, who we'll get to a moment. But to me, I mean, I'm less of critiquing what Klay Thompson does in the regular season unless it just looks god-awful. To me, this is all about how does Klay look in the playoffs? Does he then give you what you lacked against Boston, which is somebody that can shoot from a high rate on the perimeter and that championship grit and toughness that this team clearly, hey, they made it through the West, but you saw they were lacking against the Celtics.
Yeah, you know, I feel like though they're talking about Klay Thompson like he was the pre-injury version of himself from like 5 years ago. You know, I think that's fair. Like, we don't have to dwell on what Klay Thompson isn't. We can appreciate what he is. But at the same time, guys, you know, this isn't a guy that's going to fix everything, and it brings up a lot of very interesting questions about what is the optimal, not only starting five, finishing five, but what's your 8 or 9 man rotation looking like? How much can you have Klay in the game with Kyrie and Luka? I'm glad they have a quality coaching staff like they do to figure this out. I'm glad they have Klay Thompson instead of what they had last year. I think this is a step in the right direction, but to me, Wolchuk, they have not built a better team than Boston yet. I don't think Klay Thompson is going to reverse what we saw in the finals, which was a very impressive Celtics domination.
Yeah, it's hard to say that they've built a team better than Boston. I would agree with you. I mean, the Celtics just looked like an absolute juggernaut. But my hope is, if indeed that ended up being a rematch, you will have Derek Lively who I think is going to be a big jump this year from where he was a year ago. And I'm the most excited about Lively over anything else that this team is bringing back. And then, you know, now you've got Luka, who hopefully grew and learned throughout that entire postseason run. You add in a Klay Thompson. You already had Kyrie, who was really the only one with any experience, some depth like a Dinwiddie who can step up, maybe get you 20 randomly. I mean, you just had a lack of offensive help around Luka. I think they did a better job of that. So I'm with you. I'd still go Celtics 1, but I think the Mavericks did a good job of trying to close the gap. And I guess the hope is when you have a player the caliber of Luka, maybe that could be enough and he can just take over a series for you.
You made yourself better, there's no doubt, with the addition of Grimes, Marshall, and Thompson compared to what you had last year. They're better. I'm picking them to win the West again.
Yeah, I think they are the best team in the West. And again, that's going to be difficult. I mean, we'll see the new additions that Minnesota's made with that trade now with Karl Anthony Towns. How does Julius Randle fit in if he can stay healthy? If he can stay healthy, maybe Julius Randle is a good fit with Anthony Edwards. I don't know, but I mean, they were able to knock off Denver. I thought the point you made yesterday, you just beat the Nuggets. I mean, the Nuggets are still the team. We haven't seen the Mavericks play in a seven-game series. That would be an interesting matchup if indeed that were to happen. I think Denver's still the team with Jokic that you fear a little bit. But Dinwiddie is back in the fold, and last year he made headlines after he got bought out, the decision to go sign with the Lakers. He said, let's say you're a kid and you get your ass whooped by the bully. Dallas would have been like your mama, like, it's okay, baby. Lakers are like your dad. Nah, you better go out there and fight till you win. Well, Dinwiddie got ahead of it at media days yesterday on re-signing with the Dallas Mavericks.
Anytime, you know, I've kind of been knocked down, I try to take, you know, the harder path and not necessarily make it hard on myself, but just in terms of like that growth, right? And you know, so when I made, obviously, which everybody's gonna ask about the comments, it was all about comfort zones. It was funny because both LA and Dallas fan bases kind of thought it was like about them, but it really wasn't. It was like man versus bully, you know what I'm saying? So given what happened with Brooklyn and being top five in multiple categories, you know, points and threes and assists, and to kind of have that exit play out like that, obviously, you know, sucked, hurt, you know, all those other things. The perspective was man versus bully. It really had nothing to do with either fan base, to be honest. So that was it. I was facing some adversity and tried to take a harder path in terms of just growth. And so far in my life, that's pretty much served me well.
You know, I like Spencer Dinwiddie's wisdom, his approach, his maturity, professionalism. It's all 10 out of 10. That was a reach. He's in a tough spot. He's had all summer to think of a good answer.
Yeah.
And that wasn't it.
It's a bad answer. I mean, both fan bases thought it was about themselves. Well, I mean, the question was, right, why'd you decide the Lakers over the Mavs? So it was.
All good, man. Just shoot that three ball 38%, and we'll be cheering for you.
I'm happy to have him back. I mean, I think he's also probably an underrated defender. I mean, the 858 does not think that the Mavericks are deeper. I don't know how you can look at this roster, even if you don't think Clay's any good, and not say the Mavericks are a deeper team.
Yeah, you just don't know Grimes and Marshall. That's fine. You know, they're random role players on non-playoff teams, but they are elite defenders that can space the floor well enough. And Clay's better than Tim Hardaway Jr. by far.
100%, right. Yeah. THJ could not get on the floor. You added three players that will be part of your postseason rotation. Yeah. So I think if you don't think that they closed the gap to Boston, that's fair. But they 100% got better. I think you're just hating on the Mavs, and that's all right. It is also Luka's seventh year. Is it lucky number seven for number 77?
7 years already, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Is this the lucky number seven? Could be. I like that tie-in. Lucky number seven for 77, and then Kyrie's broken hand. That's not something we really have talked. We kind of forgot about that, but Kyrie, he did undergo surgery, repaired a broken hand. Does that have any impact on the start of the season? I think the Mavs' first preseason game will be on Monday at home against Memphis.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much he's going to be participating in preseason, but hopefully that's something that's interesting. And then, you know,
it has an impact.
Okay.
I mean, it just reminds you how fragile Kyrie has been throughout his career.
He's been
fairly healthy with the Mavs. He's going to be 33 next spring. So for me, it just puts more of an added emphasis on take advantage of this group that you have right now and get the job done. I'm very aggressive at the trade deadline.
Yeah. And last year, I mean, the additions of Washington and Gafford, you've got to trust that Nico will try and fill in any gaps on this roster. The bigs, I think, of course, I mentioned Lively. What is he able to do in year two? Gafford now a full offseason with the team, full season with the team. Who emerges as your defensive anchor? I think that's going to be indeed Derek Lively. But I think Najee Marshall, you lost Derek Jones Jr. That is going to be huge. Who's the guy that can step up and really guard some of those elite guards, you know, and wings? And that was something Derek Jones Jr. did better than most players in the NBA. Najee Marshall, hopefully on paper, is that guy that can fill that role for you and certainly be a pest. I will say, as we conclude the rim session, the big disappointment was Jimmy Butler not continuing his tradition.
Oh, he didn't
do anything this year. Like last year, we had Eric do the bet payoff.
You think the league asked him not to do something?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think he just, you know, maybe the bit had played out. He wanted to keep his guessing, and he was unpredictable.
Said no shenanigans. Didn't do anything this year. 2022, 2023, did the Braves, the Braids 2 years ago. Last year, he did kind of the emo look.
Yeah, it was great.
But nothing this year, which was kind of sad. There's your rim sesh.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Okay, we got some Stars content on the way for you as well a little bit later on in the show. Krusty's Corner is coming up in 45 minutes. Brian's going to, you know, give you his segment every day at 3:40 most days, unless Wolchuk books a guest in the middle of it, which we always appreciate, though. But NFL News of the Day coming up next. Zachary, what you got?
The perfect game, sticking with their starters in trouble in South Beach. That's next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.